You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Yeah. 2 more episodes by another week.
Alright, so we're recording again.
Alright.
So those just tuning in, we're continuing our on-site podcast session. Scott and I are in the same room, which is very rare for us, and we're both enjoying some Tully.
Tully.
Telemardu.
Yeah. We should approach them about advertising.
Because
I talk about them often.
We need some sort of whiskey like sponsor, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how to approach those guys, but that would be fun to find out.
It would be fun.
We have actually a local place that should have asked if you guys are interested in checking it out after we were out on the boat. Whiskey Bungalow. Should have taken you over there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that wasn't too far from where we were at. Oh, well.
Too late now.
Hindsight, 2020.
Yes, it is.
Are you doing okay with your beverage, or do you need a refill?
I'm a little low, but we'll be all right.
We'll be all right?
Yeah.
We'll be able to get through this? Okay. See, I'm still doing all right. Still sipping. Here we go. Let's try this again.
Charlie, yeah.
All right.
It's a good whiskey.
It's grown on me.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people that I've introduced it to.
Right.
A lot of people say that. Like, they have it a couple times, and they're like, this is really good.
Okay.
Like, Mike, the guy that I work for.
Right.
He's been a Jameson guy forever.
Yeah.
And I've got him to basically switch over to Tully, which is, you know, they're both Irish whiskeys, so.
Yeah, it's not a, it's not an expensive bottle at all.
No, it's, you know, $20 for a 750 or a,
right.
Or a, it's like 38 for the bigger bottle.
Right. And then you tried the one that I've been drinking, Larceny.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You just tried that.
Bourbon.
So,
You know, bourbons are like my next on the list as far as like whiskeys.
Right.
From Irish whiskey, bourbon, and then like scotch.
Man, I was all about scotch, but I've totally gotten off that bandwagon.
Really?
I don't know why. I changed gears.
How do you feel about ryes?
I don't know if I've really had that many of them.
They definitely have a distinct flavor
right.
that you'll pick out like right away.
Right.
And they kind of have to grow on you too. Like we received one as a gift, and at first I was like, I don't know if I like the rye, but you know, a few drinks in, it started growing on me. I'm like, yeah, this is pretty good. So, but it's definitely a different flavor than bourbon or whiskey or scotch. It's got that something in the rye.
But it is a bourbon though.
I believe it's a bourbon.
It's in the bourbon family.
Bourbon family, yeah.
Right.
But it's definitely got a very, as soon as you put it up to your nose and smell it, you'll pick it out. You'll see.
Okay.
It. Yeah. It's good though.
I know that I probably had one like maybe an old fashioned or something. I just don't recall it.
Old fashioned, like a drink.
Yeah.
But that's a mixed drink.
It's
so different than having just a
sipping
on the rocks or
yeah,
a little bit of water or just straight up.
Right.
Whatever.
Oh, when I was on the ship, you know, it was like one of those things where I like to kind of mix it up, and I was getting a bit more old fashioned than straight up, which is normally what I'm doing when we're podcasting.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
Okay. So let's do this.
All right.
Your turn. You going to do it? You going to do the intro?
No, it's okay. Go on.
You sure? All right. Okay.
You're better at it.
I appreciate that. It's a great compliment. You just wanted to have another sip of your drink, that's all.
Um, This is 80 something podcast.
Banzai! Banzai! Banzai!
Banzai!
Hey, where's the meat? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Go Ghostbusters! Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
Be it to each other. And party on, dudes!
This is Banzai Retro Club. I am Dave, and here in person, I've got Scott.
Hello.
What we're doing, we're continuing our essential movies of the 1980s list. This is what list that I found on RottenTomatoes.com, and I've been challenging myself and Scott to go through movies that, you know, were deemed an essential movie from the 1980s, whether we knew the movie or not, whether we watched the movie or not, and just give credit and some time to each one of these movies. So each one of these essential movies from the Rotten Tomatoes list is going to be getting its own independent show or episode here on our network. Where we're at right now is, and once again, we don't have the number like the previous one we just did, so we don't know what number we're exactly at, but we
it's
know
it's gonna be like 117
because it's gotta somewhere be in there, there the
within,
one
within the late yeah, teens somewhere right.
For those that haven't listened to the previous ones, we're going from backwards from 140 to number one, so we're still above the 100 mark. If you're looking at the web page, you find it, you Google it, we're not even past the first page yet. So we have plenty to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a lot of great things coming up, a lot of things we already covered. So this just keeps us going. And this one, for me specifically, is an interesting one to cover for me because it's actually, once again, another one of these movies that I have not seen. So this is Mystic Pizza.
Word one more time to me, I'm going to scream.
Married.
Bill and JoJo are made for each other.
JoJo, come on!
You can't force me to do something I'm not ready to do, Bill!
Daisy and Charlie are from two different worlds.
You're weird.
I'm weird.
You want a soda or some juice?
Tim and Kat are throwing caution to the wind.
I'll have some wine.
Is there a history of insanity in the family, or...?
They say it skips a generation.
But in a town like Mystic,
I'm gonna be slinging pizza for the rest of my life.
The best pizza!
The only thing for certain is that nothing is predictable.
I'm telling you, Joe, that I love you. I think that when people love each other, they should make a commitment.
If he really loved me, he'd wait. But I guess if I really loved him, I'd marry him.
Sick.
He's not a Catholic.
He's not Portuguese, he's not poor, he's not a lot of things.
I'm not gonna marry you either, I'll tell you that.
Bring home your poor Portuguese girlfriend for dinner.
These Portuguese girls are very hard to train.
Shake up the family a little bit.
I guess dinner is over.
We talk, we read, we listen to Mozart sometimes. Do you really believe this 30-year-old guy is gonna leave his wife and live happily ever after with you?
All I want you to do for me is give it to me.
Mystic Pizza. A romantic comedy with the works. Mystic Pizza.
In a word, superb.
And what I always love is when I bring up a movie like this, I always get that look. I always get that look, or I get the what? And then somehow, you know, this is one of those things where Mystic Pizza is one of those that was like, what? And I think in my defense, I think I've always viewed it as kind of just a chick flick. And I forget what year it came out. Do you have that in front of you?
88.
So that would have put me at 17 years old. And, you know, the math is easy for me, by the way. I was born in 1970. My birthday is in December. So it's easy for me to figure out most of that year I'm, you know, the year behind. So where, you know, 88 should have been 18, I know that most of the year when movies would have been released, I would have been 17. So there's no way I would have went to the movie theater to see this movie. Now, I don't know why it's like one of those things that I've yet to see it, or, you know, why it's just something that I've never made time for. I know that it's going to be one of those that I probably will not make time for this movie.
Much like Steel Magnolias.
Like Steel Magnolias, exactly. I just don't see it happening. I really don't. And it's not to say that this is a bad movie per se, because I have no clue. I really have not, other than knowing that there's, I think it's three women that work in a pizza parlor. Mm-hmm. I know Julia Roberts, one of them.
Mm-hmm. One of her first roles.
Right, so
early on.
That's about all I know about the movie.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to fill in the blanks if there's, you know, obviously there's more to it.
So
you've seen it, though.
I have seen it.
Right.
A few times. You know, if it's on whatever, Netflix or something, and Chrissy sees it, she might stop it and watch for a little bit.
If Chrissy sees it. Now, if Scott sees it.
I don't know if I've ever actually started watching it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
She might have started watching it, at least in the recent years. And we've watched part of it, at least part of it. But yeah, it was a good, it's definitely I hate the term chick flick, but it was more of a romantic comedy.
Right.
For, you know, teenage girls. And it's the three girls that work at a pizza place. Two of them are sisters. Julia Roberts and Annabeth Gish is her younger sister. And then there's Joe. I can't remember the actress's name right now. But, and then, he's in Special Victims Unit. What is his name?
Don't touch your phone.
Onofrio. Christopher.
See, I don't watch the SVU shows either. Really? So I can't help you out.
Onofrio? Anyway.
So it's called Mystic, though, because that's the name of the town, though, right?
Mystic is the name of the town. It's supposed to be in, I believe it's Maine.
Okay.
And they work at a pizza place called Mystic Pizza. And the whole thing, the whole premise eventually ends up that there's a food critic that's on TV that ends up showing up at their place. That's like, before that, it's like a romance movie, basically.
Okay.
Julia Roberts gets involved with a rich guy, you know, and they're kind of poor. Like Julia Roberts and her sister are more of a poor family, and she gets involved. Julia Roberts gets involved with this rich guy, and you know, she. At one point, they end up dumping a whole dump truck full of fish into his convertible Porsche.
So the food critic didn't like their pizza?
No, this was earlier. No, okay. The food critic's later.
Okay.
So the food critic ends up at the end of the movie, and they get good reviews, and everything goes nuts after that. But before that, you know, the romance part between different characters is building up to the end.
So somebody dumps a bunch of fish in somebody's convertible.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
It's
a funny part.
It sounds a lot like the manure thing with Back to the Future.
Yeah.
I mean, it might have been more of a crash accident kind of a thing, but that's kind of, it has the same premise to it.
Yeah, so Julia Roberts catches this rich guy that she's dating.
Right.
She catches him at a party with some other girl.
Okay.
And so she was in the one guy, he's a fisherman, so he goes, or shrimper, or, yeah, fisherman. She has his truck, and...
Tell me the guy's name was Bubba.
No, it's not Bubba. Right. No, it's not Bubba Shrimp. No, not Bubba Gump.
Okay.
So, she sees him at a party, and she happens to be in this truck, because she borrowed the truck, and he has a bunch of fish in the back of his truck, in, like, barrels or something, so he... She dumps him into his car, into his convertible Porsche. I remember that was a scene that stood out for me. the younger sister, and she starts a babysitting gig and falls in love with the guy, the
parent.
The parent, yeah.
Sure.
Because his wife is away on business or something for a long period of time. And then she gets her heart broken. So, and Joe, the one that was the other girl that's not one of the sisters, she was going to get married to Christopher Onofrio. I think that's his name. I got to look that up. I hate to butcher his name like that. Seriously.
Man, you can't look it up. No.
Vincent D. Onofrio. Sorry. Vincent D. Onofrio.
Okay.
I was close.
But no, you're actually on the Rotten Tomatoes website, though.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Okay. I'm just looking up the very general, very general stuff.
Yeah, we're looking at the blurb from RottenTomatoes.com, which is really all the information I normally keep up on my computer when I'm doing this, the essential movies.
Lily Taylor is the actress who is not the sister. She's just the one that is getting married in the beginning of the movie, and she walks out on the marriage, or at the wedding. So okay. She walks out on the wedding. But anyway, that they eventually get married down the road, and everything is—it's a happy ending. Everything's cool, except for the younger sister, Kat, who was, you know, in love with the parent of the dad of the girl that she was babysitting. She does get her heart broken on that one. So
there's really nothing that you described that really makes me
no.
Want,
you really
want
don't
not
need,
to go.
You don't need to see this.
That's what I was going to ask next.
You don't need to see this.
This is not... I can go the rest of my days without seeing Mystic Pizza, and life will be okay.
Rotten Tomatoes puts it as an essential movie, and essential is a pretty strong word for it.
Okay.
It's...
Now, if you were...
For lack of a better word, it's cute, I guess.
Now, if we were to ask our wives, would we have a different answer? I bet you we would.
Chrissy might really think this is a pretty strong movie.
Yeah.
I don't know about Patty. What do you think? We were talking about it upstairs. Did she mention that she was a fan of it?
I know that I've heard her in the past mention it, and it made it sound like it was a strong
movie. I think she was surprised.
Movie.
She was surprised that you never saw it.
Right.
Because it was pretty popular in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
Late 80s.
Right. But then again, I mean, you know, we've covered the fact that there's definitely a lot of gaps in my 80s-ness, if you want to call that a word.
I think everybody has that.
No, everybody does. Everybody really does. And, you know, and in the past, I've described my 80s knowledge as vanilla. And that's just because the way I view it is, the things that were really big that were always seeing, the top 40 hits that are always playing, the music videos that come on MTV during prime time, those are the things that I was kind of spoon-fed and liked. I didn't go deep track into like any specific thing, and then that's kind of my viewing as to why I'm a little more vanilla than like you, because I know that you were into hard rock and you could go into much detail of, you know, like, you know, guitarist or whatever around these hard rock bands.
Right.
And I don't have that knowledge because I never really invested the time into that kind of thing. I'm not saying that is a bad thing, and I think anybody that else has had that experience, that's not a negative at all. Mm-hmm. That's just, you know, you enjoyed the 80s for what it was. You just got what was brought to you. And at the time, Mystic Pizza wouldn't have hit my radar. And it sounds like it was an essential for the people over at Rotten Tomatoes. It
would have been a good date movie, though. Would have been a really good date movie.
Yeah, see, and I didn't have a regular girlfriend at that time, so.
Yeah.
And maybe if I did, maybe then I would have had that experience. But I could see that. I could see how something would be a good date movie.
Yeah.
And Julia Roberts is easy on the eyes.
Yeah, you know, I never thought of her as outstanding, though.
Oh, really?
She's attractive, but, like, I don't know. She never really did it for me, you know?
Yeah.
She's okay.
Wow, okay. All right.
I don't know why. I don't know what about her, so.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, I'm not, like, you know, the person in charge of the Julia Roberts, you know, fan club. But at the same time, I get why she's been kind of the de facto it girl, you know, that she's become.
See, I was more of a Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah. Person. Of course. But, yeah. I can see that.
Very attractive.
Yeah, she is. She's very lookable. I mean, likable. Yeah. I love that stupid joke. All right, so is there anything else on Mystic Pizza? I can't even offer a favorite scene. I can't even offer a favorite character because I don't know them.
Yeah, I really don't. Like, I guess I described the scene that stood out to me.
Yeah, the fish scene. Yeah.
I can't really pick, like, a favorite character. I guess Joe. She was really funny. She had some really good one-liners.
Okay.
So I kind of liked her. I thought she was fun.
All right. We'll go with that.
Yeah. So there.
So there we go.
Yeah.
All right. So sounds like that's all we have for Mystic Pizza. I'm going to remind everybody we have a website out there. It's called BanzaiRetroClub.com, BANZAI. I always spell it because I don't want to make sure nobody confuses it with little trees. So go out there. If you want to give us any kind of commentary, shoot us an email at McFly@BanzaiRetroClub.com. If you have an iDevice of any sort, give us a rating and review on iTunes and subscribe to the podcast. This is the part where we remind you to be excellent to each other and have a good whatever.
Whatever.
Bye.
Later.
This has been a Banzai Retro Club production.
Banzai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Banzai!
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 What's next?
Next is UHF.
And so I guess the next episode we get our Weird Al on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're out.
Later.
I know we'll be friends for life, sharing our dreams together as we walk down the road. We'll never think twice. These memories are made forever. Though we're off to different worlds, somehow we're together. No, we're never far apart, 'cause deep within our hearts, these are the as we reached for the stars together. We live by a code to stand side by side, and it just keeps on getting